Do y'all remember the game we played as a kid called Simon Says? All right, we're going to try. You're going to see how sharp you are. Ready? Everybody's got to do this. Simon Says, tap your head. Very good. Simon Says, raise your right hand. Now raise your left hand. Simon didn't say raise your left hand. Silly game, simple game, but an important lesson. There are so many voices that we listen to in life. Kids, for you, it's the voice of your parents. Your parents love you so much so that no matter what they tell you, their purpose is always to help you to grow into good, strong adults someday. And we also know that there are voices of coaches and voices of teachers who want to form our minds and our bodies so that they can achieve the very best. But voices don't end, though, when we grow up. Then the voices just get even more. Some of them not so good, some of them very good, but they all clamor for our attention. The voices of authorities in our civil life, in our religious life, that challenge us and that set boundaries for us. Commercials are the voices of commercialism that are there to convince us that we absolutely cannot live with whatever it is that we cannot live without, right? The voices of greed sometimes that we hear that bring out revenge or fear and anger. The voice of desire and longing that's fired by our sexuality. It's the wonderful voices that we listen to and not so wonderful voices. And while there's no Simon to guide us to which voices to listen to, there is one voice that arises above all others and beyond all others, and it's the voice of the Good Shepherd. It will most likely not be the loudest voice, or even the voice that leads us down the easiest path, but it's a voice that, well, when we hear it, we know it's a voice we have to listen to because it captures something of our souls. It's that voice that comes from an authority that is beyond any human authority, a voice that speaks so deeply to our souls that it is impossible to ignore. In the crowded marketplace of the world, in a society that's clamoring to get our attention in so many different ways, so many other voices that are shaped by politics and by divisive world, there's the voice of Christ that keeps saying the same thing that the voice of God has said since the beginning of time. I love you. And love always wins. And the mercies of God are never exhausted. We are beloved by God, and there is nothing that we do that can change that. There's nothing we can do to make God love us anymore, and there is nothing we could possibly do that would make God love us any less than what God does right at this moment. And it is also the voice that calls us to imitate that love in this world. And we might think that the early disciples had it easy. I mean, they had Jesus walking alongside of them, right? For a while. But then they had nothing more than what you and I have right here. The very voice of God that just speaks to our hearts and speaks to our souls, that echo of that memory, that same voice that cut to their hearts cuts to our hearts today if we just dare to listen. It's the voice that will call these four young kids to this sacred altar for the first time today, and the voice that calls all of us to that same altar every weekend. It's a voice that calls us to forgive as we have been forgiven. The voice that welcomes us into his very presence every day if we just take a moment of quiet to listen. The voice that calls to the young as they begin their spiritual journey, and the voice that calls to us who are well on our way of spiritual journey, the same voice that touches our hearts. It is the only voice that can call us to our eternal home. And Simon didn't say that. Jesus did.